Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Bucknutters. It is Thursday, June 18th, 2020. I am Dan Rubin. This is the Bucknuts Morning 5 and Change. Joined, as always, on Thursdays by Steve Wiltfong, Director of Recruiting for 24/7 Sports. Steve, how goes it?
Good morning, Daniel. Doing well. How are you, my friend?
Quite well. Yesterday was the monthly update for the top 247, and it was very interesting. Ohio State now has three of the top 10 prospects in Jack Sawyer, Donovan Jackson, and Travion Henderson. They are the crystal ball leaders for JT Tuimoloau and Emeka Egbuka. That would give them five of the overall top 10 if they get it. Do you think they will? And try and put in perspective where Ohio State sits in the new rankings.
Well, as things stand now, I think they will get it. You know, the 24/7 Sports crystal ball has Ohio State landing those two uncommitted guys, including my forecast. But we know things can change, so they got to bring it into the finish line and bring those guys home. You know, we talked about it before, and Emeka Egbuka wants to visit Oklahoma, so we'll see if he's able to do that at any point. If he's not, I think it's really good for Ohio State. And with JT, as it gets closer to having to make a decision, and his was always going to be a marathon, where I think Emeka has always wanted to make a decision sooner rather than later. Does JT opt to stay closer to home and play for one of those programs in the Pac-12? But I like the way it's setting up for Ohio State right now to land five of those 10.
With any rankings update, the biggest movers are the ones who generate the most interest. Ohio State, that's receivers. Jaden Ballard, Rose, Marvin Harrison Jr. fell. Could you just quickly summarize why each happened?
Yeah, well, we can start with, you know, Jaden Ballard, 10.89, 100-meter dash time, 21.9 long jump, 4.08 shuttle. So he's incredibly quick. And these are all old times. You know what I mean? So there's no question he's gotten faster and quicker and stronger from times that were prior to his junior seasons. And then when you turn on the video, you see the separation. You see him, you know, going deep and making things happen. He's a guy that has a tremendous amount of upside there. You know, Marvin Harrison, obviously, he's a prospect that fell in the top 247, but he's still in the top 247. So, and I don't know if y'all eye roll when we say we still like him, but we do. We just maybe don't like him as much as we did earlier in the process, or compared to some other guys as we stacked up the receivers. You know, for instance, the shuttle time that we have on Marvin, I believe, is in the 4.52 shuttle, which is half a second slower than Jaden Ballard, to put that in perspective. Again, he had a great junior year himself, 47 catches, turned 15 of them into touchdowns, had over 1,000 yards receiving. But I think when you compare him to some of the other receivers in this class, we didn't see the same twitchiness and quickness that some of the other elite guys have. But, I mean, Marvin Harrison's still a no-brainer take, and a guy that I would be excited to have in the class. And you know, we'll see, you know, just the rankings don't dictate these young men's future. And we'll see what happens as seniors and what they do when they ultimately get to college.
As we let you guys know a little while ago, the rankings are updated monthly, so we'll hit that back then. Things can change. There's film still being reviewed, workouts being reviewed, etc., even though there are no games going on.
Let's go!
It's the most all-star studded challenge ever, and this time, it's every competitor for themselves.
Best challenge ever!
The Challenge All-Stars. New season now streaming on Paramount+. Go to ParamountPlus.com to try it free. Terms apply.
All right, we're going to hit the Q&A here. Steve, are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
I think the first question I will handle. From Spokane Brutus, chances C.J. Saunders catches over 15 passes from Justin Fields in 2020. If C.J. Saunders is on the team and plays 10 games, I would say there's probably 100% chance he catches 15 passes from Justin Fields.
Agree.
Todd, 1202, how close is Oklahoma to catching Ohio State for Emeka Egbuka? We have covered that. Cruton season, very prolific and excellent poster. Steve, how much do you like your crystal ball of Jaeger Burton to Ohio State?
I haven't been told to change it, so I think that Ohio State still has as good a chance as any of those schools to land Jaeger Burton. I just think that they've gone from clear leader in the spring when I put that pick in to Kentucky and Alabama being right there for Jaeger Burton. So he wants to take his visits. He's not in a rush to decide. I think he still likes Ohio State a lot, but I don't feel as good about that pick as when I logged it.
Quick break, come back and nail the rest of these questions. We are back. These two individuals have become serious topics, hot topics. Borny22 wants to know, Steve, what is more likely to happen? J.C. Latham decommitting from Alabama or Tristan Lee committing to Ohio State?
I would say it's more likely that Tristan Lee were to commit to Ohio State than J.C. Latham would decommit from Alabama. Nothing's impossible. I do think Ohio State is on the rise with Tristan Lee. I mean, I wouldn't say they're in pole position or anything, but I talked to him this week, and the five-star told me that the team that's made the most amount of ground during quarantine season has been Ohio State. And he's had weekly meetings with Coach Stud, and he's got a relationship with Ryan Day, and he sees the Ohio State recruiting class. He's been to Ohio State. He sees the player development, and I really think he's starting to connect with the Buckeyes, and he seems real excited about that opportunity. And I think they're in the top 3, 4, or 5 for Tristan Lee right now, which a month ago I wouldn't have said that.
And the other schools in the mix, LSU, Clemson?
Yeah, I give the slight edge to LSU right now. Clemson's in there. Alabama's rising as well. Oklahoma's in the thick of it. He wants to visit Oklahoma. He wants to visit the Florida schools, Florida State. A lot of recruiting still to be done with Tristan Lee.
So in my prior life, when I was getting started in the business and covering high school football, Tristan Lee's high school, Robinson, was probably the high school I spent the most time at. Absolute powerhouse, 4,000 kids, great tradition. Though I will say this, LSU has no presence in Northern Virginia. They did get Antoine Sampa out of Woodbridge, but the last player they got before that, even from the state of Virginia, was Ego Ferguson, Hargrave Military Academy in Chatham, which really isn't, you know, a Virginia native spot. So I don't think he's going to go to LSU. I could be proven wrong, but I think Ohio State's really in the mix for this one. That's just my vibe. Question, who's the best golfer on this year's squad, basketball player? I have no idea who the best golfer is.
Who's the best golfer on the front row? People can get on there and lie about their handicaps right now or their greatest shots ever.
Yeah, that's actually probably a little more interesting.
DeJuan Jones, best basketball player on Ohio State's football roster. He'd get my vote off the top of my head. Still pissed we didn't rank DeJuan Jones higher.
I know.
And obviously that's my fault as much as anybody. But his profile, you know, fits the analytics that were. I mean, you look at Mekhi Becton and you think DeJuan Jones has a chance for that kind of development that Mekhi Becton had at Louisville.
Pancakes or waffles, Steve?
I would lean waffle. You know, I mean, you can't go wrong with either. But I like a good waffle and not egg a waffle. Although it's like pizza. There's no bad pizza. There's not a bad egg a waffle. But you get yourself one of those big, thick waffles where you can pour syrup in each and every deep square. Put some sugary toppings on there. I'm a waffle guy all the way.
I like both. It does depend on who's making them. I did hear someone say the other day that when they go to a diner, the first thing they do is order pancakes for the table, like an appetizer, because everybody wants them. I had never done that. I'm going to start doing that. That's an awesome practice. Last one from Eric 8771. Do you think Ben Chrisman will be a guard or a tackle? He got moved from tackle to guard in the rankings. What's your vibe?
Guard is where our analysts kind of project him. But similar to defensive back recruiting, where you recruit a lot of your guys as corners and then you kind of see where they fall in. I think that Ben Chrisman will get a shot at tackle.
We appreciate Steve stopping by. If we didn't get to your question, Steve will try and double back and hit it on the board. Have a good one, Bucknutters.
Take care, y'all. See you on the front row.
It's the NFL offseason, but on Pick 6, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, the football season never stops. Hosts Will Brinson, John Breach, and Tyler Sullivan are joined by analysts like Brady Quinn, Leslie Deuceable, Katie Mox, and RJ White to keep you in the loop on everything happening around the league. Whether it's free agents signing with new teams, the all-important NFL draft, or schedule release day, Pick 6 has you covered. As the face of the league changes with every team move and player pickup this spring, Pick 6 is a must listen. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and anywhere podcasts are found.